see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What has bitten you? Unusual.
No!
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm not tolerating that again.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. Looking forward to this show. Mm. We've got Nick Newman, if you don't mind, from the Blues. Yes. Coming in.
Good player.
He's a very good player. And just lit up Optus Stadium with 34 and a goal. Against the West Coast Eagles. Yes. Big night coming up Friday night for them. Respect game. We're going to get into that with Nick, but also huge game of footy. Fat putting himself up for something that the rest of the show can't believe.
No.
That's coming up shortly.
The Rush Hour family will believe it.
Well, we just don't as a group in here.
Right.
Some feedback from Hose.
Yes.
I just got a nice feel about it, this show, and then a real ordinary joke to finish us off. Hello, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Day one of the 3-day Warrnambool May Races Carnival. Wow, we 10
Seriously?
Races.
Seriously? How bloody good is the Burl?
Well, all I know is this. We send our man Robbo down there.
Yes.
Just to see what sort of weather they're copping down at Warrnambool.
Yeah. It's pissing down.
And it is. We've had it on the screen. It's thumping down.
Well, it always does.
Pissing down there.
Thank you, Robbo. It always does in Warrnambool with his May Day races or whatever they are. 10 races today, Jimmy Boy. 10 tomorrow, the Wangoon. Time-honoured.
Time-honoured.
And then when
do they go over the jumps?
10 on Thursday. They have the Grand Annual, 5,500 metres. 5,500. No. They go through people's backyards. They run the opposite way. App through Warrnambool, backyards, back lanes, milk bars, come around through the barber shop and then over the line.
Fat, our man, our favourite caller, John McIntosh.
Yes.
He's got a call, a 5,000 metre race.
Yes.
And they're not going that quick in the end.
And when he gets towards the end, he is.
He's blowing up.
Hello, Raps.
Look, man, this grass is Alabama creeping bean,
as opposed to Georgia creeping bean.
It's lighter.
Lighter meaning faster?
Exactly.
Look at that, good shot.
You know a lot about golf. I know even more about grass.
Snoop. Great Snoop show. Loop. It's actually a brilliant show, Starsky and Hutch. You haven't seen it for a while. Go back and do yourself a favour.
I've watched it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh.
Awesome.
I used to love it back in the day. They were the good old days when we used to watch it. Jim,
get around it. And Snoop is a big part of it.
Bo and Luke Duke.
That's a whole different
show. Yes. Is it?
That's the Duke's Hazard.
That's what I used to love. I used to love that. And the sister, what was her name?
Daisy.
Well done. Rob's nose.
Rob's nose. Well, Huggy Bear is, of course.
Huggy Bear. Owen Wilson's in it.
Owen Wilson, Jason Bateman. Mm. It's a golden
Vince
show.
Vince Vaughn.
Yep, Ben Stiller.
Wow.
All right.
WAP.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Here's your wrap, and we're going down to the map. The AFL club presidents have voted, Jim, to grant Tasmania the game's 19th licence.
Rare sighting these days. I don't think you can go with that anymore.
No. 19th licence. Finally got there, Jim. It took only 15 minutes with no objections on today's video meeting. So that's good. All the presidents said, yep.
We went from
yes, Jim.
Tassie
yes.
to the North Island of New Zealand
yes, Jim.
To just ocean.
McGill will be in Tasmania tomorrow to make the announcement.
Good.
I assume Andrew goes with him now.
I thought, yes.
Yes. Also, what else is happening there? Oh, now, interesting, because can you believe we all thought it was going to be the Tassie Devils?
What is it going to be?
But there's a commercial agreement with Warner Brothers that they've got to have a look at, and Andrew Dillon would be great for this, Jim, because of trademarks around the Looney Tunes character, Tasmanian Devil, Taz. It's called Taz, yes.
I didn't know that.
So there might be a few little troubles there. Okay. So Andrew Dillon will be all over that.
Right.
Or
what are the other options? Because they've got the Tigers in the cricket and the Jack Jumpers.
Can't have the Tigers in the AFL.
No, of course.
Mate.
You've
the
already apples? Got a Richmond. Oh, no. We can do better than the Apples. Right. So you're going to call them the Tasmanian Apples?
Yes. They could be rotten. Sometimes.
What the hell?
Granny Smith. No, well, what they did with the jack jumpers is that they threw it open to the people over there. And that worked all right. We had no idea about jack jumpers, but it's actually a good name. We like it. So I don't know if there's other insects over there might. Yeah, well, let the Tassie people decide, mate.
Righto.
But I like the Devils. Everyone knows them as a Devil. So well done there to the map. A rising star, a Giants young gun, Finn Callahan.
Yes.
Good player. Yes. He had 26 disposals, 10 marks in the Giants' thrilling 1-point win. So well done to you, Finny boy. He was picked number 3.
He was.
What were you telling me? I wasn't listening.
They nominated to take Darce's son, Sam.
That's right.
At pick 2. Yeah. So the Bulldogs then had pick 2, and they got pick 3 and got Finn Callahan.
Got even Finn Callahan. Well done there. The AFL admits its umpires erred in not awarding Collingwood defender Nathan Murphy a free kick late in that game. Wow, that's good. Well done to the AFL.
Caught one on the beak, Nathos.
Had to go off, poor old Nath. Yeah. He was bleeding and didn't get a free kick. So interesting there that the AFL admits it got it wrong.
What about the one on Johnson? Have they admitted
that
it's wrong?
No, they haven't admitted that one.
He had his head removed from the rest of his frame.
A bit happening at Brisbane Lions. Right. Dane Zorko and Daniel Rich are set to miss 3 weeks each.
Big game Friday night.
Zorko's 34, Jim.
Rich, best on the weekend too, the Zorko.
Yeah, Rich is 32.
Rich Flavor.
One's got a hammy and one's got a calf. So, speaking of the Lions, everyone was so excited about Will Ashcroft's goal on Saturday. Oh, yeah. Is it the goal of the year?
Well, probably.
No, it's got to be. There will be none better than that.
Yeah. Well, we've got another 14 rounds.
I'm telling you now,
a goal better than that.
At 4:09 on the 2nd of May, it's goal of the year.
There was actually another cracker in that game too.
Yeah, there was.
Dribbler from the pocket.
Freo.
Walters.
Sonny Walters.
Walters, yep.
But not as good as that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it was a very good goal. Even Chris Scott liked it.
Because I've known Will all his life. But I think that's the best goal I've ever seen. Yep. And especially because I've seen him mucking around with his brother and his cousins in the backyard, and they do stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
He looked great in the hoops, Will.
Going to Geelong.
I don't think.
Destination. Yeah, unknown.
Yeah, because it's not Geelong.
Unknown. Essendon wingman Sam Durnham has been offered a one-match ban, Jim. Dangerous tackle.
Durham?
Durham, Durnham, depends where you went to school.
Right. There's no end in it.
He's a good player.
Very good player.
Did all right on the weekend. He gets a week there for tackling poor old Blitz, I think it was, on the weekend. Cricket, Josh Hazlewood, finally back and bowling, took 2 wickets in 3 overs overnight, Jim.
Good.
That was a big game. What about the big game with Virat Kohli? It was got a bit fiery. There was a bit going on there, and our man Howie is there. We should probably speak to him today. Would have been good.
Sachin.
Not Sachin, just Virat. And a bit went on there. It got a bit heated towards the end.
I see.
And that's all I've got.
That's the end of the wrap?
Yeah.
So you didn't explain why it got heated or what went on?
No, there's too much to go into, Jim.
So I'll just say it got a bit heated. And that's the end of the wrap.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't believe that. That's poor radio.
No, very poor.
Poor radio. Now, Jimmy boy, there's a brand new TV show coming to Australia.
Yes.
Because you know how it's a game show.
Yeah, and it already exists.
It does in the UK.
Right.
Huge over there.
Yes.
But it's coming to Australia, Jimmy boy.
An Australian version of it is being made. Is that
what they're looking for? An Australian host.
Right. What's the show?
The show is called Tipping Point.
Explain it to us.
Difficult to explain.
How does it work?
Well, the contestants put like a coin in a box and it rolls down and then it goes down to the bottom and all the coins have got to push over and there's a tipping point where they fall down to another level and it sounds shit, but it's a good show. It's a good show, Tim.
That's the worst explanation of a show I've ever heard.
Because Rabs and I loved it, right? We watched it for years here, right here now. And
yes,
now
the English version.
Yeah, the English version. And now you jump on, so you you explain it. Go on.
I'm not going to explain it, but why are you bringing it up?
Because they're looking for an Aussie host.
All right, so you'd have some...
Who?
Examples of people that they might be looking for?
Grant Denyer.
Oh, you had Grant Denyer. You'd have Tommy Gleeson could do a really good job.
baby John Burgess.
Well, I think baby, much as I love baby, might be part, you know, might be in their retirement sort of stage.
Daryl Summers,
Tommy Gleisner.
No, no, no.
Well, what, Hamish and Andy?
No, Jim.
Well, if Mickey Roberts wasn't so busy down in Warrnambool.
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
Thank you, Robert. Jim, yeah,
no.
But
no.
Well, Osher Gunsberg.
Who?
Mike Whitney.
No.
All right.
You've got to have someone with credentials. And
what, you're saying they haven't got credentials?
No, well, I'm not saying that at all, Jim. But credentials on this station.
Right.
And look no further than what?
I beg your pardon?
Look no further than what?
Wah.
Wah.
Wah. Bill.
So.
Here's the thing.
What?
You've been sacked from all three commercial stations in the last sort of 2 years. Mm. Sunday Footy Show got rid of you.
Let go.
Then you did the 10 News. Well, that was meant to be for a month. It lasted one episode and they never came back.
Crook.
And then you did something with Campbell Brown that was meant to go for an hour. It came down to a minute. And then you got the arse off that.
Spot on.
So dude. I don't reckon you're in good television form.
But none of that had to do with a quiz show.
Right.
And that's where I'm at my finest. And you know that, Jim. My finest. I just point to the Saturday Rub quiz.
Yeah, which is a train wreck.
No. One of the most favourite out there. Everyone loves it. We build the quiz, they come.
Are you giving that a tick?
Yes.
That's not getting a tick.
Midweek quiz. What do we call it? The
don't say anything.
The hump day quiz,
right.
Jim.
Yes.
Hump day quiz.
That's not getting a tick.
Yes, it does too.
Got it right.
It's one of the great quizzes of all time.
No, it actually isn't.
So there are your credentials. So I think I might just
fact
go for
that,
it.
What you're saying, you can run two horrendous radio quizzes that are popular because of how bad they are.
No, no, no.
They, no, that's they are. Not. That's why people like them, because they're so bad.
Do you want something else?
Well, go on.
Well, I have been on Sale of the Century.
Sale.
Sale of...
Now, our first contestant used to be the player Pat supporters loved to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren in last year's semi-final against Footscray. Let's make welcome the man whose all-time favourite film is Mrs. Doubtfire, direct from Geelong via The Footy Show, Billy Brownlow.
Howdy, Billy.
How are you? The player Geelong fans love to bag.
Was that Nikki Buckley saying that?
Nikki Buckley.
Come on, how could she say that?
God, give me
that.
No. Now, our first contestant used to be the player Pat supporters love to bag until he kicked the match-winning goal after the siren.
Anyway, I was on the show.
Yes.
And I was up against Richo. Up against Foss, Sam.
Yes, Sam.
And Michael Long.
And?
And guess who prevailed?
Now, it's anyone's game here at the moment. Matthew, you're leading on 38. Let's get straight into it, though. Good luck, all. 60 seconds up on the clock, and your time starts now. Which Fitzroy legend was recently sacked as... Michael?
Bernie Quinlan.
Yes. Oh. In which part of the body is your jugular vein? Billy?
Nick.
Correct. Who was the regular full forward of the Adelaide Crow? Billy?
Tony Modra.
Yes. In the Navy was a hit song for the... Billy?
For the Sherbet Band.
Village People. For which NBL team does Andrew Gaze? Billy.
Tigers.
Yes. Which consonant is silent in the word rhubarb? Billy.
H.
Yes. By what name do we know the Australian?
Yes!
And
Billy,
you won the game. $55 is stuck to a
one. So there, Jim, I won that.
As you were approaching that last 60 seconds.
Mm.
Did someone grab you on the pills and hold on to them the whole way through?
It was nerve-wracking, Jim. I don't know how. I didn't care how I sounded.
Oh,
I got all the right
voice.
I got all the right answers, yeah. And I won Sale of the Century.
The Sherbet Man.
Yes, which is totally wrong. Village People, you idiot. And so I've been on Sale of the Century, Saturday Rub, Hump Day quiz, so I think I might put in a resume.
I don't reckon you should.
Mm. Why?
Because I just don't think you're anywhere near able to host a live television quiz show.
It's not hard. Auto cues. I just have to read out the questions.
Auto cues.
Yes.
Right.
Read the questions.
You're terrible at reading.
You can't read anything.
No, I'm okay. Maybe not. But I need a catchphrase. So I'm going to get Glenn Ridge, who's a mate of mine, because we bonded when we were on sale.
He's a mate of yours.
When we were on sale together.
Sale.
Sale.
Yep.
So old Ridgie. So I'm going to get him on, and we'll have a chat tomorrow. He'll mentor me.
Well, maybe people should give us some feedback.
Yes.
Social media feedback.
Yeah, I reckon Beezy should put up a poll on Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour.
Instagram poll.
Yep.
Should Bill host the Australian version of Tipping Point?
Yes.
And why?
And why?
Not right. Just should, because then we'll just get yes and no's, a whole lot more no's than yeses. But what we need is why. Why should Bill be the host of the Australian version of Tipping Point? When Beezy puts it up, jump on Instagram and give us your feedback.
That's it, Jim. My catchphrase?
Yep.
I could say to the contestants, may the force be with you.
That's taken.
What about I could say, well, show me the money.
Oh, why would you say that?
Life is like a box of
chocolate. Oh, no, I'm wrapping this
Jesus.
Up.
What is this?
Triple M Instagram page.
Tipping Point Brownless. Oh. Yes, please.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
Not much.
What are you going on?
Bill, the NFL draft happened earlier this week.
Exactly, and we heard this. This is Will Levis, who is a quarterback from the University of Kentucky, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Was drafted by the Tennessee Titans. He was supposed to go in the first round, but he didn't. And I know why.
All right.
Will Levis, quarterback at the University of Kentucky, and I have been known to put mayonnaise in my coffee sometimes.
What? Puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
That's disgusting.
Hence why we're having a chat about this. Mayonnaise in his coffee, Jim. And I was talking to Rabbits the other day.
Yes.
And we were talking about weird combinations, weren't we, Rabs?
Yes.
And you had one.
Did I?
Yes.
Cameron Crowe. Remember Cameron Crowe, brother of Trent?
Trent, yes.
When we were kids, he used to put tomato sauce on his ice cream.
No.
Tomato sauce.
No, that doesn't work.
On his ice cream.
That's also disgusting.
So, hence.
Hence.
133353.
Yes.
Weird food combinations, food habits.
What are we giving away, Rabbits?
$200 voucher to the Lobster Cave Spoil Mum with $200 Lobster Cave hot and cold seafood platter for just $99 this Mother's Day, lobstercave.com.au.
Yeah, Billy Ferg will look right after you.
Will.
All right, 133353. Ring us now if you know of someone who puts weird food with weird food.
Yes.
Weird food habits next on the Rush Hour Triple M. You can also win a slab of Carlton draft and a Rush Hour schooner glass.
Wow.
133353.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us. That's why we keep rating.
We're asking, what are your weird food habits, Bill, on the back of Will Levis, who got drafted in the NFL, saying this?
Will Levis, quarterback at the University of Kentucky, and I have been known to put mayonnaise in my coffee sometimes.
That is terrible.
That cannot taste good.
Wayne Hawks, slice of cheese with sweet chili sauce.
Wayne Hawks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Has he got anything running down at the Bull?
I don't know. We should ask him.
Hawker?
By the look of him, it doesn't like he has too many of those.
Brad.
Just a slice of cheese.
Myrtleford. Hello, Bradford.
G'day, guys. How are you?
All right, go on. Weird food habits.
Peanut butter on salad sandwiches.
So what else is in there?
Everything. A whole lot.
Wow. Do you just love peanut butter, do you?
I do. I have it in celery. I have it on everything.
Oh, wow. And do you have the one with crunchy stuff in it or smooth?
Yeah, it has to be crunchy.
Nuts.
You can have your smooth crap.
You can say nuts. Yep.
You can't say nuts.
You can, but I don't have to. Well done, Brad.
Thank you,
Brad. Stay there like that. Brendan, Caroline Springs.
Hey, Brendo.
Billy and Jim, how are we?
What a dad used to do.
The old man used to put Vegemite on wheat bix.
Oh, no.
What? How much of Vegemite?
Oh, yeah, like a good spread.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck.
Just on the dry wheat bix and just eat it.
Oh, no. So no milk?
No milk. No milk. Just dry wheat bix.
Oh, dry wheat bix and Vegemite.
That's very Australian.
That's very yuck.
It is.
Stay on the line, Brendo. Adam's in Caulfield. Ads.
Hello, boys. Love your show. Love your show. Keeps me happy.
Good on you, man.
I've got two boys, and I don't reckon this is weird at all, but most of my mates do. First one's hot chips with soy sauce.
Wow, I've never tried that.
No.
Absolute winner. Please do.
Okay.
And number two, French toast. Most people have it sweet.
Yes.
My dad's French, so this is how they do it, but savory. So French toast with cheese on top, tomato sauce.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, yuck.
Don't knock it till you try it, is the message.
I don't mind the first one, though. Hot chips with soy sauce might
work. You'd try that. You'd have about that.
But I'm not sure about savoury French toast.
Only dimmies, really, with soy sauce.
Yeah.
That's it.
What about Asian food?
Fried rice?
No.
Fried rice, beautiful.
Just dimmies.
Just dimmies. All right, Sammy's in Cranbourne. Hello, Sammy.
Sammy.
How you going? Hey, fellas. I've got a mate who puts banana on a meat lover's pizza whenever we get pizza's ordered.
No,
that's disgusting.
No, you can't do that.
Are you of the opinion, Sam, you can't have pineapple on a pizza?
Oh, I don't mind a bit of pineapple.
No, I don't either, but a lot of blokes are adamant you can't have pineapple on a pizza.
Pineapple's fine.
No, I think it is.
Not banana.
But not banana. Stay there, like that. That's good. Jared and Cockatoo. Hello, Big J.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got for us?
I've got a mate that I used to work with. He used to make his instant coffee, pour it into his 2 minute noodles, and eat the noodles with the instant coffee to save time at Snoko.
Instant.
That is foul.
Instant coffee and 2 minute noodles.
Yeah, disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's how Nick Newman.
Well, we're going to get to. We'll speak to Nick Newman later about how we got his nickname along similar lines.
Yeah.
Is that it for us, Bartholomew?
It is.
All righto. So good prizes.
Yeah.
And not bad topic, old topics.
I know. Again.
Not really again, but that was a good one, yeah. I like Jared.
Jared with the instant coffee and 2 minute noodles.
2 minute noodles. That's properly foul.
Jared, you've won yourself $200 to the Lobster Cave, mate.
You beauty!
Oh,
thanks, boys.
You'll love it down there, Big J. Go and say hello to our man, Bill Ferg. All right, who else, Bill?
Brendan, Caroline Springs Jim. The Vegemite on dry wheat bix.
Brendan, we're going to send you a slab of beautiful Carlton draft made from beer and a Rush Hour schooner glass to drink them out of, mate.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Well done, Brendo.
Brendo, well done. That's good.
Anything else you like?
Jim?
Yeah, banana on meat lovers pizza. That's disgusting. Yeah. So, Sammy?
You got a dozen TaylorMade TP5 golf balls, mate. Why play the number one ball in golf when you can play the one that beats it?
Sick. Cheers, Al.
Sick.
It's a beautiful Lanuri, that too, Sam, by the way, the TP5 or TP5X.
Yes.
All right. Nice. Not bad.
What have we got next?
From you, old topics.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a doublé.
A double, I'm going with Jim.
Right.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Yeah, since she comes with good feedback. Welcome, Hose.
Hi. I've got a lot to get through. I'll see how I go.
Plenty of time.
Haven't even got to tipping point yet.
The show that
you want to host.
Yes, please. I think I'd be good.
Okay, let's get to that
good
in a minute.
Australian, identify with me.
We'll get to that in a minute. Jack has sent us a message on Instagram saying, "Hi, Jim, Fat Rabs, Rosie, Whitney and Beersy." Comprehensive, the whole team. Forgot Jasper, but anyway. Massive fan, he says. I've lived between Nice, France and Mallorca.
Mallorca.
Did you just say who?
He did say who.
Not say who.
It's a bloke that said works in our department.
Never said who.
I know, in the box on Friday.
Yes.
Spain for the last 5 years. And don't miss a show, originally from Perth. Why do I laugh every time I hear when Bill says linen lovers.
Linen lovers. I am.
Say it again?
I think 30%.
40% you thought it was.
No, it fluctuates.
Does it, right?
Say it again.
Linen lovers.
He goes, I don't know why. It's like the thing that you would play, Hey Google. So it's just funny. Doesn't know why, but thank you.
Hey Google. Yeah, that's it.
Linen lovers.
Yeah. Look at his
okay, what that. Happened was that Rabs played a bit of you on the radio.
Because I knew I didn't say it. Hey Google.
He's looking around.
We're dealing with someone who's
wants to be on TV.
Great spot, Nice.
Is it? Never been.
Is that near St. Paul Provence?
St. Paul Provence.
Yeah.
That's where I like to.
It's the
just
only place Bill knows about in France.
A holiday. I like to just holiday
there.
Aaron Blanco has sent us a message on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Blanco.
Saying Cashies Brayshaw.
Yeah. Yes, please.
What are you wearing today, Bill?
Yeah, what are you wearing, Bill?
ORTC.
Audit Clothing Company?
Yes. Very good one, Jim.
One Rundle Trading Company? Very good.
Boy, what are you?
Because the ORTC Clothing Company put up an Instagram post or a Facebook post or all of the above.
They did.
You, James.
Yes.
With your little shopping bag.
Yeah, little half-zip jumper.
Yes.
Yep. In store this morning at our Norwood flag.
Straight across the road from the Norwood Oval where Gold Coast and Fremantle
should have taken fat.
That's Will Swale, a good young fellow. I like the company. They've never paid me a cent, so there's no cashies. But I like their young group. Hose that are having a crack. So
despite
like
the fact that Billy's wearing it, they do look like a nice item of clothing.
Very nice items of clothing.
There's comments,
as
you would expect.
Yeah. And what are they?
Exhibit A.
From Reuben Curtis. King of Kings.
That's
nice. Starts well,
yeah.
Reese. Jing loves a cashy.
Oh, yeah.
Six laughing emojis after that from various people.
Yes.
Sue saying, I hope Flogshaw paid for them. That's unkind, Sue.
Flogshaw, I like
but
that.
But Reese Turvey gets our vote for the greatest comment. Jingfluencer.
Oh, I am an influencer.
Oh, Jingfluencer.
He had the golf day yesterday. Yes. Well, there must be something
just
coming
helping
up.
Out.
Helping out, eh?
Helping out people that need a hand. That's what I am, unlike
Peninsula
you.
Kingswood. Oh, Peninsula yeah. Kingswood.
That's if you're there. Good down there, too.
We have a TikTok account.
Do
doing
we?
Very well. Somebody commented on the video of you doing the joke last week on the Whittle White Wabbit, where you actually walked out on your own joke. It
he
was
did.
That appalling.
No,
no
yeah.
I liked it.
The comment that I liked on that joke itself was from O Aero HD. All he wrote was, he's at the end of the joke book.
Well said.
Is that the rabbit joke that's the number one of all time?
That was just on Facebook.
Sorry, is that the number one joke on ever on
so
Facebook?
So Beersy's given him some little tidbit of information and he's made it into the greatest joke of all time.
Which it is.
On Facebook.
That's okay.
Most popular Facebook joke post since 2017 right. or something
from
like
our
that.
Show. It sounds
about right. Thereabout.
So it's not of all time
no,
Facebook
just of
post.
Our show.
That little brown white. But
yes, keep going. Or
oh, that little fluffy white one over there.
Wow. Back to Instagram. Yes. You did an ET.
Yeah.
I can't
phone
say joke.
Oh, no, it wasn't a joke.
It's not a joke. I'm still trying to work
phone
out what it was.
Home.
But yesterday.
Yes.
One comment yep. stood out to me.
What?
They wrote, one of your better ones, Bill, keep it up, with a cry laughing emoji.
Jim C. Jokeless?
That person oh. was Braden Maynard.
No, oh, the bros.
I saw him get into some big argy-bargy on
did.
Sunday during the game. Did he get a head knock?
Yeah, he
like,
must
what's
have,
going
no,
on,
he
bros?
Must have the bros.
He knows a good game.
He had his goons. He pulled down
oh,
like a skirt and then gave the bird.
He did it on so purpose
Isaac
to
Rankin.
Get the rig out,
oh, yeah.
the bros.
Good on
we
him.
We love the bros.
We do.
He hasn't been going to the Chiefs. Double
no,
season.
No.
It was a very white bros.
You want to host the Australian version of Tipping Point.
Tipping
a
Point.
A TV show that's originally from the UK that you are like watching if we're in here
early
because it's on at 3
yes.
o'clock.
Yes.
Sometimes we're in here early. Yep.
We are.
It only gets good right at the end.
Does it?
When you want to see if the money disc drops.
So
the rest of the shows.
But how are you?
So basically they ask questions at the beginning and then you get the opportunity to drop discs down into something and push something into a thing and drop it down and then win cash.
That's yeah. hard
much
to explain.
Much better explanation no. than you gave us before.
That's yep. what I said.
All right. We had a suggestion on the phone from Colin. He says he's from Browntown.
Browntown.
Which is also known as Werribee. He's from the UK, so he's seen the show a fair bit, but he reckons that instead of the discs that
yes.
you have on Tipping Point, you should have galvanised tin bin lids.
Oh, I'm happy to change it when
oh,
I
yeah.
get in there, when
yeah.
I get the
when
host.
You get to take it over.
Because we can't have it exactly the same as the UK show.
Well, it won't be if you host it.
So we'll change it, Jim. We'll change it
the
up.
The guy who hosts it now is very professional and smooth.
Proper host.
No, I don't he think he is.
Yeah, proper host.
What's his name?
Ben...
Shepherd.
Shepherd. Shepherd.
Shitter.
Yes.
Okay, so we put up a question on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Why should Bill host
yes.
Tipping Point?
Shut and up, rabbit. He's not right,
he said shitted.
Yes.
Somebody just wrote, stop saying, hey, Google, on the radio.
Hey, Google.
Yes.
No, sorry, three people are saying, stop saying, hey, Google. That's all they've said.
That's all they've said. He shouldn't host Tipping Point because
stop saying,
hey, Google.
Hey, Google. We'll, get to them tomorrow. Though,
I won Sale of the Century. You heard that. That was a good win.
That
That's surprising.
A fluke.
No,
Bill,
it wasn't a fluke.
I won it as well, and I'm not putting myself up as host of Tipping Point.
No one's asked you.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I've been headhunted.
No,
you haven't.
You
put
oh,
your
now
hand
you've
up.
Been headhunted.
Saxton Bureaus have headhunted me.
The Speakers Bureau. We
get
need a higher authority.
Right. Oh,
excuse
we do.
Me.
We do. We're going to get, well, he reckons Glenn Ridge is coming in tomorrow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So we get Glenn. I think we need to get someone from inside the Nine Network because the show's going to be on Nine.
Yes, it will be.
Just to see if they've got any interest in Bill.
So they photoshopped you out of the footy show, Sunday footy
yeah.
show photo.
Did they?
Yes.
No, we
what
don't
will
know.
They
That's
Photoshop
not
you in for the Tipping
is
Point?
Is it going to yeah. take over me and Air Hot Seat?
We don't
That's
know.
That's the rumour.
Oh, that I'll take rumor. Over Eddie.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Would be very careful with that.
Look at old Fat just walking in there getting the car park. Ed's car park. Into the
move
game
out,
show.
Move out, Lexus. Move in, Mazda.
Mazda BT50.
And the talent's about the same.
There is one other option for host.
Is there?
All right, thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Ooh,
thanks, chompity chomp, chomp, chomp. Okay, thanks for that.
Thanks for that.
Nick Newman from the Carlton Footy Club, not too far away. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's when he was at his best, Roscoe, yes. Wasn't he? He was fired up.
Truculent.
Yeah, truculent.
Ah, we feel great. Nick Newman, not far away from the Blues. Friday night, can't wait, actually. Going to be a ripper under the roof, and we probably need the roof shut because I think some pretty ordinary weather's hitting us. Well, it's already down at the ball. Is he? Robbo's down there because he loves his horses, of course, the Merrick's Flyer. Does. What's it like down there, Robbo?
Oh, it's pissing down there.
it's pissing down there, yes. And that's coming here. Have a look out of our window.
Oh, no, what's happened?
It's black, and in it comes. Mm. So we've got 3 or 4 days of pretty ordinary weather, so the roof will be shut Friday night. Nice one for Brisbane and Carlton. Mm. Nick Newman to chat about that and other things shortly.
Ben King has come out and dismissed speculation of a move from the Gold Coast.
Okay.
Ben King himself, Jim, saying his long-term future is with the Suns.
Well, good.
Contracted until the end of next season. But he said, no, I'm going to stick with the Suns. So that is good news for
it
the Suns there.
Yep,
and his brother too, some good news there.
Maxi
boy should and hopefully will play in another week. So not this weekend, but next weekend.
Slaps.
They'd love to have him out there, Slapsy, wouldn't
they?
Well,
you'd love to see both of them get an extended run at it.
Exactly.
Because they've been sitting, watching for way too long over their careers.
Exactly so.
So you want those two champs.
In the room the other
in the
night.
Making.
And I was with Maxi, and Tomahawk comes up. Yep. Okay, Slapsy.
Slaps.
Just calls him Slapsy.
Of course he does.
He does. I tell you another interesting game this weekend, Jim. The Giants and the Western Bulldogs. Ooh. They don't like each other.
No, they don't.
It's in Canberra. Mm. There'll be fireworks, Jim. There'll be fireworks this weekend. Don't worry about that. No, just fireworks. No
just
porn.
Just fireworks.
Yeah.
Right.
That will be on there. Mark Blitzatz.
It'll be cold in Canberra.
It'll be bloody freezing.
Yeah, it is cold.
But Clarko will run out with his shirt off and run a couple
probably
of laps.
Won't because he's not attached to either of the clubs.
But he likes to just run laps up there when it's cold. Mark Blitzatz has extended his contract at the Cats for another 2 years.
Good player.
Very good,
good player.
Good man. You can play in the ruck, play on the wing, ruck rover, tag, whatever you want. Andrew Brayshaw has come out today on Perth Radio and said that he's had a sore knee.
Well, I think it comes – I'm reading the same article because I know he's had an issue, but I didn't know where it comes from. He thinks it's come from a quad issue and it's gone down into his knee. So he's had a very grumbly kneecap, apparently, but he played pain-free on the weekend, had 30 and a couple of goals. I think he thinks he's got past it, but – it's not the start that I would have wanted personally.
Oh,
he said
no.
The 6PR over there.
Yes, exactly. And also for the team, they're 2-5.
Yep.
They need to beat the Hawks.
Yep, they do.
Surely they
and that's at home, so that is a big game. If they want to turn this season around, it's got to start there.
Exactly. Bit of rugby league.
Rugby league.
That's it. Magic round up there at Suncorp Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
All the games are played there. They don't go to any other grounds.
You sure?
So if it gets wet up there, that'll be interesting. All at Suncorp Stadium, Jim.
Suncorp.
Suncorp.
And yes, we are sure.
We are sure. And what about this? ARL Commission Chairman.
Yes!
Peter Valandis has confirmed the NRL are ready and willing to investigate a second team in Victoria.
What?
In Victoria. To rival the Melbourne Storm.
Come on, old Vland.
They want to expand their current 17-team NRL competition, Jim.
Yes.
To 20 teams by 2032.
We've got a team down here that's going beautifully.
Yeah, that's
We've got bellyache in control and, of course, our man
Matty
running
Tripp.
It, Matty Tripp, and they're doing a beautiful job, and I think there's only room for one down
I think
here.
There is. No doubt about that. They've got their niche, haven't
they? They have done it beautifully, the Storm, and let's just leave it at that.
Another three teams. They were talking one in the Pacific, one of the islands there, having one there.
Mm-hmm.
If they're fair income, they'd go to either New Zealand, wouldn't they? They'd get another one.
Adelaide had one, didn't they, back in the day?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah. And Roy Slaven, no, H.G. Nelson, talked about one of their players being good enough to eventually be in their team of the century.
The Rams.
Only in existence for 2 years.
Yeah. Only went for 2 years.
I think it was 2 years, the Super League.
Yes.
All right, Fat. No, that's pretty comprehensive.
That's a bit
I don't understand what's coming up next. Have you developed some craft?
Craft, Jim. Just put it down as Bill's News Update / Craft.
Whatever that is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What is that?
I actually hadn't heard that before,
right.
Jim.
So now?
I probably wouldn't have gone with it, to be honest.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
When I hear the word Brownless and Kraft, yes, it worries me.
This is a true story, Jim.
Well, go on.
A lot of things pass my desk, okay?
Do they?
And I grabbed this
just
one.
Just shaked a bit of paper across.
This one caught my eye. A woman in audience got very excited. That's right. A headline. So I thought, oh, this is interesting. And I read to you, Jim.
Right.
The LA Times is reporting on accounts from multiple people who claim they heard a woman enjoying the Los Angeles Philharmonic's performance of Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
Oh, sympathy. Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony.
Fifth Symphony.
Tchaikovsky's
Symphony. Fifth Symphony.
Yes.
It's hard to say. At the Walt Disney Concert Hall over the weekend.
Well, of course she enjoyed it, Fat.
Well, Tchaikovsky, one of the greats. That's excellent. Is that Beethoven or Tchaikovsky?
Oh, I listen to Fat. He's created Kraft and now he's trying to turn it around on you.
But a patron there, Jim, said that he was seated near this said person who allegedly made a noise, like an interesting noise, Jim, during the second movement. Everyone turned around to see what was happening. Even the orchestra stopped playing. Jim,
Fat.
They stopped playing because, now I'm going to play it to you. This is the audio and this stopped the orchestra. They stopped everything. Have a listen. Have a listen to this. Hear that?
That was it.
That was it. You know what's happened? She really enjoyed it.
Well, of course she went to the concert. She enjoyed it.
Jim, you're not getting it. She really, really enjoyed the performance, Jim. Have another listen here. Jim.
What is that?
It's arousals. It's
arousals.
It's pressure. It's climaxing.
Oh, my God. What? Can't do this.
Jim.
He's gone.
It's a big O.
Oh,
it's not Roy Orbison. No. Jim, it's Harry Met Sally stuff.
Oh, my God. Yes! Yes! No, no. Yes! Yes! I'll have what she's having.
Jim. That's not the noise I heard.
Have one more listen. This is it for the big O. that happened in the crowd. Someone taped it, Jim. And everyone around knew what was happening. The band stopped. They stopped. So that was it.
Can we just Tchaikovsky hand that all over to Maddie?
Orchestra.
And say symphony.
Symphony.
Yeah, there's about 8 words in there he couldn't say. So we'll be revisiting that Friday with the Idiot File.
Nick Newman's out. He can't believe what he's just heard. He joins us next time at Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. But I'll quote him, Jim. From my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and fresh off a bout of leather poisoning against the Eagles, we're joined by Nick Newman from the Carlton Footy Club.
Gives a handball off to Newman, got one, lines up for two, put it in the book.
Newman's the man, the recipient, 48 out, left foot, bends it back. What about this from Newman?
Newman gets a little bit of space inside 50, dances, weaves, has a shot. If he kicks it, it'll be a ripper. Newman. Nick Newman.
34 disposals and a goal
in
Carlton's 108-point win over the West Coast Eagles. So you're coming in nice and fresh, Newey. Hot.
Yeah, it was a nice game on the weekend. And, it was nice to get a big win, mate. So, happy days.
Got the coaches' votes here, Jimmy boy. West Coast Eagles, Carlton. Charlie Curnow got the 10.
Yep.
Then 7, Nicholas Newman.
Yeah.
Well done, Nicholas.
Yeah. Charlie just got me, I think. Yeah. 9.
So do you like Nick?
Probably fair enough.
Or Nicholas Newey?
Nick normally. Right. From Mum and maybe Sam when in a bit of strife.
Yep.
Get Nicholas.
Good story, this one. Mornington played at Frankston. At the Frangers there, that was good, and then went up to Sydney, and then...
off the rookie list.
Exactly. How was Frangers?
The Dolphins, mate. It was good fun down there. Had a couple of years there, and as a mature ager, so it was good fun. Played with a fair few mates, and Yeah, we had a good time on and off the field, and lucky enough to get drafted from there, mate.
Been a few, like the Pig Hibbard, for instance.
Yes, Hibbo, Sammy Lloyd. Yeah, yep. They've had a few. So
the four pubs on the corner there. Which one did you go to
the pub? Yeah. We're talking footy.
Which one?
They've changed hands a bit. Oh, I think one's the Deck, which is a bit fancy now. They've got the Cheeky Squire.
Yeah.
It's one of those franchises. And then they've got like an old Irish pub that's been there.
That's a good
and
one.
And the Grand, which is the
it's
traditional
four on each
pub.
Corner.
Yeah, there is one on each corner. Yeah.
I went into the Grand once with Dermot.
Yeah.
Because he comes from Frankston.
Yeah, exactly.
And did they come for the King?
The King.
He just swaggered in and people literally came from everywhere. No, very, very productive area from an AFL footy point of view. Any role for you Saturday night? I didn't see the game. Were you given a role other than to find the footy?
No, I wasn't. On the weekend. It was nice. I was playing a little bit higher up the ground. So, it was nice to be able to run around a little bit more. And, didn't have a matchup, which is, it was nice.
But... So, we, Newey, my wife-to-be, Lisa, is as passionate a Blue as exists. And, of course, massive win. So, we get to the table Sunday night and all the kids are sitting there and they're all pretty much North Melbourne, so they're licking their wounds.
Yes.
And Lisa goes, well, I noticed no one pointed out the other game.
Mm.
And the three kids turned around and said, yeah, but you beat the worst team in the comp. And she cracked it.
Yeah.
She said, I'm so sick of this. She did. She legitimately cracked it. She said, every time we lose, you pile into me. And then when we win, there's always a reason why we won.
108 points.
100. I said, it's a good point you make. But I did say to her, this Friday night is a big test for the Blues against a really good opponent on the national stage.
Yeah, it is. Brizzy are in some pretty good form. They won a few on the trot. They've got a really good forward line. So for us defenders, it's going to be a challenge. And we've got a big month coming up. And, it starts on Friday night.
Well, that month you speak about, Newey, Western Bulldogs, Collingwood, Sydney, Melbourne. So that is a big month. But Friday is, I reckon, Bill, going to be one of the better Friday night games we've seen for the year.
Bloody oath. Because I tell you what they needed, Carlton, Jim. A bit of cohesion. We spoke about this last week, but they needed an easy kill.
Yes.
So they go to Perth, get that confidence all through the ranks now, connection from the midfield to the forward line.
Bill's been watching footy shows, Newey. No. Someone has told him about the word cohesion, and it's all he says now.
Yeah. But you found it over in Perth. And so, because you weren't going that well before that, there was a few coming for you.
Yeah, they're quick to jump on.
And off.
Yeah, and off. So, we probably weren't moving the ball down to Charlie and Harry as nice as we'd like, and we were probably a bit relying on him. So, Charlie still kicked nine. So we went through him a fair bit on the weekend, but we had a lot of other goal kickers and a couple of halfbacks, and which was nice, and a couple of mids. So, we had a bit of cohesion back, so hopefully we can take that into Friday.
Cohesion.
Well, you had one of the great...
that?
I think you're writing it. The hose is writing it down.
Yeah, good.
You had one of the great momentum forwards of all time playing for your club in Brendan Favola, who could have a bad night, Bill.
Yes.
But when he got on song, when he got a sniff, then it all hell broke loose.
Mm.
And Charlie Curnow's got a bit of that for me. He can have a quiet little patch. But then suddenly when he smells that he might have the better of his opponent and that you blokes might be starting to roll, he can rattle five or six on in 10 minutes and completely take his game and the Blues to another level.
Yeah, he does. He does have that feel about him, Charles. So he knows it too. But, he's playing some pretty good footy at the moment, especially after his injuries for a couple of years and a lot of question marks whether he could get back. It's pretty cool to see him.
Does he amaze you with what he can do at ground level? Because he's always been able to catch it, and he's brilliant at doing that. Mm. But when the ball hits the deck, he's as dangerous.
Yeah, obviously seeing him up close at training over the preseason, he's pretty freakishly athletic. So, I'd hate to be playing on him, but he's in some good form at the moment.
And McKerno, as we call it, 11 goals between them. So that he's going all right, Big Harry. He's still clunking him, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's I think he's up one or two in contested marks in the comp. So I know, there's been a bit of media around his goal kicking, but he's playing some good footy, and I'd rather him be, able to mark it and having those shots and not having them at all.
He's
and
done he's, it all year.
Yeah. And on the weekend, he played a pretty selfless role. He had Barassu sort of trying to get up and out and leave Charlie a bit deeper. So he's having a good year, H.
What about when he hit the belly of the ball two weeks ago and it went miles the other way? Yep. I love that stuff.
How big is the bastard, by the way?
Big boy.
And his brother. Bill doesn't believe they're not the same person.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Monstrous.
I haven't seen him in the same room, no.
No, there you go.
I haven't.
See, yeah. Noodle hasn't yeah. seen him.
You have.
Yeah.
They sat either side of you in this studio.
I think there was a mirror where Noodle is.
Really?
Yeah, yes. Right. And because that one's, actually, they both played Saturday night.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in the same
room. In a different
room,
state, Bill. Yeah, so that sort of makes it hard for you to keep going with that one.
Now, Noodle, I tell you, surprised me. Blake Akers. He's yeah. going well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he.
Has he surprised you? Did you know much about him?
I did know a little bit about him, obviously, watching a bit of footy, and he tore us apart last year over in the West. So
it always happens, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So, and in preseason, he was training the house down. So he's been a great addition, and he comes back and helps us defenders out, which is nice.
Well, a little break because we need to talk about,
Samantha
and a few other things, but also a great initiative from the Blues regarding respect, and this match is all about that Friday night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm in the mood, Jimmy boy.
Nick Newman from the Carlton Footy Club is stuck around, and this Friday, JB, the Blues will play their AFL Carlton Respects match against Brisbane at Marvel Stadium.
In 2023, awareness moves to action with the Blues launching Road to Respect, a free online learning resource aimed at educating grade 5 and 6 students about gender equality in the classroom. For more information and to donate, visit carltonrespects.com.au. Very good initiative.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great initiative. We do it every year, and something that, really proud to be a part of. And as a footy club, we put a lot of work into it and get out to some schools and raise awareness around violence against women. And a lot of it is around the prevention now. So it's great to see that we're getting it in schools and starting people at a young age. But it's a really important cause and something we're really proud of as a footy club to represent.
Good on you, Nicholas. Fantastic. That. Do you do anything outside of footy other than, you know, playing footy and training? Do you got something else out there?
What sort of a question
anything
is that?
Anything outside yeah. of footy other than footy. Playing footy?
I feel like this is going somewhere.
No, it's not. No.
I've done a bit of coaching the last couple of years. So I've done coached the back line for the AFLW a couple of seasons ago. Did some development coaching last year with them. Done a few coaching courses.
Didn't get sacked with half, did you?
Don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, he's on the list, Bill, so I think that'll.
No, but the AFLW, I think he's been sacked from there. You been told yet?
No, I haven't been told yet. I might need to chase that up. Got the ass.
Do you like the coaching stuff?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy watching footy and enjoy the footy club. And yeah, I always had a little bit of a passion in coaching and got the opportunity a couple of seasons ago to do some stuff for the AFLW and loved it. So yeah, maybe an option post footy.
Are you the one that organises the Blues in your part of the ground? Are you the one that's pointing and saying, get your ass back here and make sure you're covering off there? Is that your role?
I do point and yell a little bit, but I don't know if anyone listens to me. Usually Big Weeders is doing that as well, so he demands a bit of respect down there. But, I do usually stick my arms around. I don't know if anyone listens.
I always love, Bill, watching the Demons in that space because you got, Stevie, your man, May.
Oh, yes.
And then you've got Jakey Leader.
Yeah.
And they're trying to organise to make sure that their blokes are covered, but they're also trying to get their intercept marking numbers up. And every now and then they get it wrong and their bloke gets on the end of it. And then suddenly the pointing starts happening.
They're pointing at each
other. And everyone else. Where the hell were you?
Yeah, that is.
Very, very interesting. Now, I see that you still catch up with the Sydney boys. How long were you at the Swannies?
4 years.
So you had David Cunningham's wedding
at Wagga
off season.
Harry Cunningham's
wedding in Wagga, and a few of the boys came along. Mm-hmm. Lukey Parker, Josh Kennedy, Tommy Papley, our man.
Paps.
What have we decided to call him?
Trash Panda.
The Trash Panda. Little Trash Panda Papley.
How was Wagga? Was that a big one in Wagga?
We had a couple of ales, mate. It was great. It was a great wedding. I had a great venue and there for a couple of nights, so it was a bit of a destination wedding, and it was nice to see a few of the boys. And
destination.
Catch up in the off-season.
Other things.
Not a destination.
Not necessarily a destination, Bill.
On his best behaviour?
Yep. Paps was in some good form. He's always the life of the party, the little man. So,
how do you go playing against the Swans, especially him? Because that's the same part of the ground.
Yeah, I enjoy it, mate. I know what he's like. He's a good mate of mine, so he's always yapping and yelling at someone. If it's not us, it's his teammates, and bloody throwing those high fives around a million miles an hour. So he's one of those blokes. You love playing with him when he's on your team, but he's a bloody pest at the other end.
I reckon I know the answer to this question, Jim.
We'll go on.
Who's the best trainer at Carlton?
Yeah, no surprise, Sammy Walsh.
Yeah. Yep. And the best player, probably.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily have said that.
I would.
Give him the reigning.
Who's the best player? Playing there. Nicholas?
He's got a few pretty handy blokes alongside him in Cripper, and Adam Chera is having a good year, and Big Harry and Charlie. So,
yes.
So you've got two Coleman medalists
splitting hairs
and two Brownlow medalists playing in the same team, but you're putting him above them.
Point to the fact, if you're the best trainer or you train hard at a club, you're normally the best player. That's fair, isn't
there's
it?
There's usually a fair correlation.
That's the word I was looking for, correlation.
correlation and cohesion.
There's too many bloody C's. Hey, what about Tom De Koning?
Yeah, the big
king. What's going on there? And he's has he got concussion?
Yeah, he unfortunately got a head knock.
In the VFL?
On the weekend. It was disappointing for him. He missed the week a couple of weeks ago. He got managed and then came back through the VFL and unfortunately got a head knock, so he won't be able to be playing any level this week.
His brother broke his nose on the way, which is not funny.
Oh, it's not funny.
You should have seen him, mate. He wasn't happy. He had the worst bandage you've ever seen on this broken nose. He cracked the sad.
Bit of Voldemort look, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, what about Jackson Binns? Where's old Binsey?
Binsey. Where you going?
He's a funny man, Binsey. I like the name. And
Jackson with an X.
Yeah, exactly. I see him on the list. Is he going all right?
He's going well, yeah. I think he's averaging about 25 game out on the wing in the VFL, and he'll let you know about it. He's the first to check his stats straight after the game. So
good.
But he's a good young wing we've got, and he's a good fella, and he's going well.
So Noodle, where does that come from?
Have a look at him, Jim. Looks like a noodle.
Done some research. There may have been a photo back in the Sydney days at a nightclub eating 2-minute noodles. I was a bit peckish, so I was at the bar.
Oh, no. All right, you're out on the froffies.
Yeah, we had a few beers noodles during the day, and we went to like a nightclub that's a restaurant that then turns into a nightclub, and we got there about 9. I thought the kitchen might still be open, have some tucker, and it was shut. But they're like, we've got some 2-minute noodles. And I thought, oh, that'll do. So I'm at the bar eating 2-minute noodles, and one of the boys took a snap, and then, that's
the rest
stuck.
Is history.
Noodle. I tried to get rid of it, but it's just stuck.
Nah, it's made its way down to the Blues as well?
Yeah. It started up at Sydney, and then, made its way to the Blues.
I like it.
If you get a hold of it, it's gone.
Samantha?
Yep, Samantha.
How long's that been going on?
We're into our 11th year.
Oh, wow. Now 11 years. So, engaged? Married?
Not yet, no.
Nothing?
Just ticking along nicely.
So, 11 years?
Yep, 12 in November.
Surely you're copping it. What's going on with this relationship? Well, where are we heading?
I'm under the pump, it's fair to say, Bill. It feels like every one of my mates is getting engaged or married around me, and you know, we're at an age now at the footy club at Carlton where guys are starting to have kids.
Noodle, have we got a plan?
Come on, Noodle.
Oh, mate, things are just ticking along nicely, you know. Nothing changes when you get married, does it?
No. Well, they get a ring.
Yeah.
And half your house. Stay where you are, Noodle.
Yeah,
good idea.
At the moment, so, I'm under the pump, though.
You're
for sure.
Good. I imagine you're under significant. Yeah. Just looking at Sam here, I think she'd be very keen for you to advance things, Noodle.
Come on, Noodle.
Yes, I think she is deep down.
Hey, good luck. Can't wait for this game. Going to be an absolute beauty Friday night against Brisbane at Marvel Stadium. And it's the respect match as well, which is a brilliant thing too. Keep going well. Great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me,
guys. See you, Nicholas.
Nick Newman from the Carlton Footy Club ahead of the Carlton Respects match against Brisbane at Marvel Stadium. For more information and to donate, visit cartonrespects.com.au.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Cohesion Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Tomorrow, Jay-Z, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And quiz mentor, as promised, Glenn Ridge.
Yes.
Try and establish your bona fides.
Because there's going to be a tipping point at some stage.
Oh, my God.
And it will be me. So Glenn's coming on to help me out. Good on you, Ridgie.
Righto.
And his wife, Sue.
So let's hope the joke's got more to it than that. the problem, Rabs. No. You laugh at his unfunny shots, exactly. And so therefore he keeps coming.
It's so rich,
oh,
Jim.
No, that'd be
you, I don't think you got it.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm in one of those special programs.
Sue Ridge.
Yeah, no, Bill, I get it.
Yeah. Builders Academy.
Legends making legends. Oh, they love it. Righto, Jim, here we go. Mm-hmm. I need your participation. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house. Knock, knock.
Oh, here we are. Go on, Rebs. No, you should say you, Jim. Go on, Rebs.
Knock, knock.
Go on, answer him. I refuse to tip into it. Go on, you answer him.
Knock, knock, Rebs. Who's there, Bill? The chicken.
Honestly, I don't know, honestly, how much more of this I can actually do.
Because the chicken's at the idiot's house.
Bill, I understand. This, looking at you two, there's something wrong with both of you. It's not. It's no longer just refined to you.
Who are you pointing at?
Rabbits. He's as stupid as you are.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
I know what you both are.
Oh, fair enough.
We've got to get caught better. In some sort of warp.
Vortex.
Yeah, I am. An idiot vortex.
We've got to get better.
You must get better.
No, we can't get better. Anyway.
That's the only way he gets me to laugh. When he starts dropping bombs.
The sewage.
What the hell? I'm the king of the evil.